Luke chapter 15, verse 14 reads, "After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need." While there is never a good time for a famine, the timing couldn't have been worse for the prodigal son. He had no control over the famine. It just so happened that at the worst possible moment, he found himself living through some difficult circumstances. The audience that heard Jesus tell this story would have known all too well the horrors and devastation of a famine. They were common enough during the time of Jesus. Like me, most of you who are listening to this have no idea what starvation feels like. In 2 Kings, the Bible tells of a famine in Samaria that was so devastating that people would buy and eat dove dung. And two mothers were so desperate, they agreed to cook and eat their own babies. So Jesus' listeners understood just how difficult things were for the son. And it was only when things got really hard that the son finally had a spiritual awakening. This seems to be common in so many of our stories. We finally turn to God when we feel like we have no other choice. I've heard enough aha stories to know that this tends to be the norm rather than the exception. The number one contributor to spiritual growth is not preaching or worship or small groups or books. The number one contributor to spiritual growth is difficult circumstances. Aha comes out of the suffering, setbacks, consequences, and challenges of life. None of us would choose to go through tough times, but if we are honest, most of us would admit that our greatest moments of spiritual awakening, our aha moments, have come in the midst of difficult circumstances. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, from the Living Bible, we read, "God sometimes uses sorrow in our lives to help us turn away from sin and seek eternal life." It doesn't say God causes. It says God uses. He wants to use the difficult circumstances and painful consequences to draw us closer to Him. Sometimes it is the moment of desperation that prompts us, and the prodigals we love, to cry out to God. Psalm 34, verse 18 reads, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Lord, please be more real than ever in this pain and hardship. Please bring light, hope, and healing to our hearts and lives.